lift heavy for small muscles. The atmosphere at my gym is growing grim, as all the heavy lifters are beginning to notice something. All their different workouts, many dumbbells, one dumbbell, phone, no phone, sit, lean, stand, all produce the same size muscle. And the muscle never grows beyond that initial same size. Whoopsie. I believe that what we see at today's gym is the default size for normal human muscle. This is the I'm not sitting on my couch build. Now, the occasional larger person is quite likely to be someone who recently recovered from obesity, or some time ago from childhood obesity. And of course, and this is also a clue on how muscles are built, the one other builder is the jogger. But they only use their legs. And when they do run through their exercise completely, they want to run faster, not heavier. So the jogger goes their own way. Because, you know, big muscle is a unique look. Though I must say that you don't want to get old without muscle. That just puts you in harm's way and makes you frail. At some age, concern for the aesthetic is to go out the window. We all need muscle. And I am not joking when I say that you have to become muscular in your old age. We need it for protection. Now, it's very important to note that the jogger, yes, builds only their legs, but they also focus on endurance. And we should also note that the fat people keep adding weight to their fat-based weight vest. I think this already stands as very clear and overlapping, if not downright trustworthy, evidence of bodybuilding. Put the two together and you have a very clear blueprint. Build up your endurance so that you can lift for long enough, and then start lifting whatever you can, and only slowly add more, and your body will catch up and adapt. So the reason the heavy lifters are not building muscle is because they actually cancel muscle building. They only really stretch their muscle and while cutting off their circulation. Stretching is just stretching. Cutting off the circulation is just unwise. The jogger's legs tell us how muscles really grow. Non-stop. 1 hour or two. And the body is a heck of a heavy weight at first. To get to non-stop, they first defeat their lack of endurance. They slowly eliminate their rest gaps. Joggers hold a very powerful wisdom. Until I can run straight through, this is only training. Indeed. Then, in our model, the fat people come in. They lift ever heavier. Always increasing their weight, and their muscles continue to adapt to try to support all that weight. Those who get mad and stop overeating, adjust their diet, and burn up their fat, show the big muscles that they have. Those are the bodybuilders at the gym that stick out.
How did they get so big?
Now, when they mistakenly believe that they can grow muscle by lifting heavy, what they are actually doing is maintenance. They slow down, though probably not stop, their muscle atrophy by doing something. They never grow larger in size. They just keep what they earned by overeating. And I put earned in quotes. There are no good endings to obesity. You destroy your heart and body. But it is a fact that by lifting something, or as we should really call it, by doing it wrong, it is both enough to slow muscle loss in formerly obese people and grow that standard muscle set of the average skinny gym goer. This is absolutely not an optimized process, not for growing muscle at the proper pace. Doing it wrong actually takes several decades. Doing it right just takes several months. Our bodies grow muscle very quickly. Think about astronauts coming down from space needing recovery. That doesn't take years, it just takes weeks or months. If they didn't stop the recovery procedure at normal and instead started adding more and more dumbbells over and over month after month, then they would become a bodybuilder. Therefore, we have somewhat established that we start with jogging and continue with a weight vest that simulates fat. But to optimize the non-stop hour or so, you should swap the weight vest for dumbbells. Now, the heaviness of your dumbbells, unlike a vest, will travel through your arms and especially the shoulders. And to optimize that, you must dance. Twisting and turning, flexing and hopping. You know that this is the optimization for dumbbells and for multiplying your muscle growth. Do you see it now? You build up endurance and then dance with heavier and heavier dumbbells as your body adapts. Adaptation will grow muscle, because that is how our body reacts to prolonged challenges. Dancing, or moving to beats of music, one beat up, next beat down, has a second bonus, as it puts you in a dance trance where time passes faster so that you can stay longer at the gym. I should digress here and note that if you are suffering from obesity, you should start by hiking. And there, you don't listen to music, but to wonderful adventure books. Walking will burn up your fat, but switching lifestyle will also reset your eating habits. You don't really overeat in the woods. The appetite for that is not there. And if you do eat, you eat something like a salad with bits of hot dog meat. You want to eat healthy because it's a healthy environment. So, in closing, once more, the reason gym goers plateau so quickly and all at the same sized muscle is because they lift their maximum heavy, which shuts them down and all at the same time. This would be like our jogger attempting to jog with a heavy, heavy backpack. They just can't go on for long enough. They get cut off, kind of like the circulation gets cut off. Morbid obesity does not grow muscle either. Person barely moves then, as they are way too overweight. And to grow muscle, you have to stay under muscle failure. You have to keep going as you earn your endurance, uninterrupted. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop. Because then the exercise just ends. Whoever spread the rumor that big weight is big muscle, and that cutting circulation off is muscle failure and grows more muscle tissue, was just pretending to be intelligent. Big weight equals big muscle is an easy lie to sell. But hey, it gets serious, just like I said. We need muscle as we grow older. So this simple, dumb lie is a lot worse than it seems.
You're better off bodybuilding a tiny bit at a time throughout your entire existence than try to cram it after you get old. That's very difficult. You know, whether you're skinny or fat, it's always a great idea to start by hiking long distances. There's just something wonderful about it. People who have extra weight will lose it, and those who don't have muscle will gain some muscle so that it is easier at the gym. Don't just sign up for the gym. Go hiking and camping. Make your start there.